531.
PM News at 6. Maloni, I'm Nemai Vudango. The planned merger of RNZ and TVNZ has been scrapped. The announcement was made by the Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, as part of what he says is a new focus on dealing with the cost of living.
There's a clear need for further support for public media, but it needs to be at a lower cost and without the need for significant structural change. Radio New Zealand will be provided with additional funding to secure its financial stability and to strengthen its role in public media. New Zealand On Air will also receive additional funding to support public media content.
Reacting to the announcement, the chief executive of Pacific Media Network, Don Mann, says the decision makes little difference to the work of PMN. Mann says the answer's better government support for organisations like PMN.
Nothing changes with regards to what's best for Pacific people. You know, there's still a need for plurality of voice. There's still a need for equity of representation across all levels of public media, and especially in who has editorial control on who decides what stories are told and who's telling them.
The Prime Minister has announced that the minimum wage will rise by the rate of inflation from the 1st of April. Chris Hipkins says the minimum wage will rise by $1.50 per hour to $22.70 per hour. He denied claims that the move would hurt businesses or cause more unemployment.
As I've indicated, you know, that has not been our past experience with minimum wage increases. Those concerns have been raised every time the minimum wage has been increased and we have record low unemployment.
The government's also scrapped the social insurance scheme because of its potential cost. Changes will also be made to the controversial Three Waters program on stormwater, drinking water and wastewater. A joint mission has intercepted more than 3 tonnes of cocaine from a vessel in the Pacific Ocean. The mission by police, the Customs Service and the Defence Force netted 81 bales of cocaine with an estimated street value of $500 million. Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says it's one of the single biggest seizures of illegal drugs and will be a major financial blow to organised crime. Japan has agreed to delay the discharge of treated nuclear wastewater into the Pacific Ocean until independent Pacific Islands Forum experts verify it's safe to do so. The decision follows a visit to Japan by the incoming Forum Chair and Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown to convey his concerns. He requested a deferral of Japan's plans to dump more than 1 million tonnes of wastewater from Fukushima into the ocean. Advocates for seasonal workers want to see the horticulture and viticulture industries earning the right to employ RSE Pacific workers. Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner Saunoa Malii Karanina Sumio led an investigation into the mistreatment of workers last year. She says the issues raised should have been addressed before resuming the scheme.
Without doubt that our Pacific countries, where people come from, have known about the problems for some time. And I do believe our Pacific nations are in a very powerful position because we need Pacific people to come here. You know, it shouldn't be a relationship where we're kind of like scared that we're going to lose the opportunity. New Zealand needs the Pacific. Recognize their power.
Finally, New West says it's free of COVID-19 in the community after months of trying to stamp out the virus. Zero active cases of COVID-19 were reported last Friday. Community transmission was originally announced in November last year. Health officials are warning New Westerners to take care because of flights to New West from New Zealand. An investigation into New Zealand's August 2020 COVID-19 outbreak has found there was a delay in contact tracing for Pacific people. The study by Pacific Perspectives found that the health system was unable to deliver contact tracing in a timely and equitable way for many Pacific people. Overall, 41% of contacts were reached within 4 days of onset of disease of the case. But that was significantly lower for Pacific people, with 31% contacted. The Fijian Drua has announced that it's sacked winger Vinaya Habossi. The Drua said Habossi's contract was terminated with immediate effect because of what it called a high-level breach of the club's code of conduct. The club said the decision was made after careful consideration and full due process was accorded to Vinaya throughout the process. Habossi, who's just turned 23, made 7 appearances for the Drua. That's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.